Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled, A Happy Ending Massage for You, Sir. Tell me, Dom, did the doctor figure out who you are? Oh, I'm sure when he talks to you on the phone, you can tell a difference in his voice. Is he jealous? Oh, I wonder if he knows. You know, a year before I met him, my crush was on you. Yes, the mind-fucking games I am playing with him is fun. Dom, to me, your voice, is soothing to my ears, and sometimes I can feel you near me, and yet you're far away. Oh, the thought of you sends, shivers down my spine. And yet it rouses me. All I want to do is please you, and yet I want to do something naughty to be punished by you. Dom, I am horny as fuck, and all I can think about is fucking you. Is the doctor jealous of you? Oh, he should be, as you are the only one I have ever surrendered completely to. Please, teach me. Fuck me. I want to please. Dom, give me the BDSM pain. Give me the leathers. Cuffs. Yes, and tie my wrists. I really need the fucking mind-blowing orgasms. Yes, I need you. I need to please you, to be used by you. Oh, what do I do? What can I do to please you, Dom? My mind spins with ideas and scenarios, but they are not enough. And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with the full story typed out. Dom, I need you. I kneel before you, begging you to use me. You have enslaved me, as it is my free will. I wish to give you eternity. Oh, are you ready for a happy ending? I am, baby. Let's begin. The fire crackled as another log was thrown on it. I could hear from the kitchen where I was pouring us some red wine. You know the brand, my favorite, Rioja from Spain. I picked up the glasses, and as I left the kitchen, I flipped the light switch off with my elbow. As I entered the room, I noticed that you had already turned the lights off, and I heard soft music playing. The light from the fire was dancing on the walls, and I noticed where you were. You were sitting in front of the fire, your back to me. I put the glasses down and came up behind you. I then sank down on my knees and lightly put my hands on your shoulders. As I slowly squeezed your shoulders, I murmured, "Very nice." Yes, in reference to the fire. You slowly turned your head towards me, and I could see a slight smile on your face. I softly kissed your cheek and whispered, "Just relax." Yes. I gently began to massage your shoulders. You softly moaned your approval, and my hands began to massage you with a bit more pressure. I slowly moved to your shoulder blades, working out the tension as I went. My hands moved to the middle of your shoulder blades, rubbing your spine, and then they moved lower. You like that, baby? Yes. I slightly pushed you and told you to lie on your stomach. You immediately rolled onto your stomach, and I straddled your sexy body, yes, sitting on your sexy ass. I pulled your shirt up and asked you to remove it. You gladly complied with my request. I reached into my pocket and removed a small bottle of massaging oil. Then I poured some of it into my hand. I began at your lower back, and I could feel you relax with every touch. Your skin was warm and slick with the oil, and I could feel myself beginning to get very aroused. Yes, I found knots I missed, and as I worked them out, you moaned deeply in your throat. I leaned forward and began kissing the back of your neck. "Oh, you like that?" I asked with amusement in my voice, knowing very well that you did. Then I began running my fingers along your side, grazing you lightly with my fingernails. I could feel you shiver. I kissed her ear and softly whispered, "Time to turn over."
Yes.
I got off of you and reached for the glasses. I handed you yours and took a deep sip of mine.
Yes.
Yummy Rioja wine. I put the glass down and resumed my position on you. Only now I was straddling your crotch, and I could feel your arousal, and my body, oh yes, quickly responded.
Oh yes,
I slowly rubbed myself against you as I poured more oil into my palm. I started massaging you again, starting at your shoulders and moving downward slowly until I reached the top of your jeans. Oh yes, baby. I slowly unbuttoned them and scooting myself lower. I opened them more, pulling at them. Yes, between the two of us, we managed to get them off. And then I straddled you once more. Only this time, I was straddling your legs. Yes, baby. I slowly massaged your hips and moved down to your thighs, teasing you a little. I completely avoided your cock.
Yes,
your beautiful cock, giggling softly when it would twitch and jump at my touch.
Yes.
You groaned and said, "Baby, you are killing me." Oh, I know that, baby. I enjoy the torture. It's a little femdom in me tonight. You love that, Dom?
I know you do, baby.
Knowing how you felt, because my body was on fire,
yes.
And I slowly leaned down and softly kissed the tip of your beautiful cock. Oh, it jumped and brushed my cheek. I brought my hand up and closed it around your cock, and ever so slowly, my magical tongue reached out and lightly licked the tip.
Oh, you like that?
Yes. Oh, I love the taste of your cock, baby. And I softly started sucking. My other hand came off to follow your beautiful balls, and I sucked more of your cock into my mouth. Your hands came up and started playing with my red hair as my mouth and hands worked on your cock. I smiled with every groan I heard from you. I love that, baby. As your groans became louder, I decided it was time to move on with this seduction. I sat up and gazed into your beautiful brown eyes. I removed the robe I was wearing. The firelight flickered across our bare bodies. I leaned forward to kiss you. My hard nipples brushing against your chest. My tongue rubbed against yours. And then I slowly sucked your tongue into my mouth.
God. Oh, yes. I love kissing you, baby. Tongue fucking is so fucking hot.
Yes. I was grinding my crotch against yours, but it suddenly wasn't enough.
"I need to feel you inside me,"
I whispered.
"Not yet."
"It's your turn," you replied.
"Ooh, what's going to happen?"
"Oh, I can't wait." You then sat up and kissed me and lowered me onto my back. Starting at my feet, you kissed my ankle. Your hands running up and down my leg. I moaned softly. You moved my knee, pushing my legs apart as you went, and you kissed the inside of my knee. I moaned louder. You moved halfway down my thigh, and I squirmed in anticipation.
Yes.
Yes, baby. Oh, God, yes. I could feel myself getting wetter and wetter. I could hardly stand the sweet torture you were putting me through. I held my breath as you moved further up my thigh. Yes. You abruptly went from my thigh to my lower stomach. I smiled. Oh, payback, huh, Dom? I need to learn not to be such a tease. I could hear your muffled laugh as you kissed a trail from my stomach.
Yes, feels good, baby, just below my breast. Yes, I'm sub. Yes. Yes. Oh, God.
You slowly licked the underside of my breast. And I shivered, my nipples hurting even more. You then captured one nipple in your mouth. While your hand came up to caress the other nipple.
Oh, God. Oh, don't stop, baby. I slightly arched my back, my eyes closed, enjoying the feelings of pleasure you were giving me. You then sucked the other nipple into your mouth. Oh, God. Oh, not wanting to neglect any part of me. Oh, I moan. Oh, Dom, I fucking love when you do this. Oh, oh. I ran my hands up your arms, caressing every inch I could touch. I tried to pull you up so I could kiss you, but you resisted and started retracing your trail back down my stomach. Ooh, you then moved lower, kissing my hip, kissing my inner thigh. I gasped when your magical tongue made brief contact with my clit. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, you sucked the first one lip into your mouth. Oh, God. Oh, and then the other. Your tongue drive me wild as you licked and sucked. Oh, God. Oh, don't stop, Dom. And it moaned and squirmed. And then finally, you could not stand any longer. I sat up and slowly pushed you onto your back and leaned over and kissed you and straddled you and then, slipped your beautiful cock inside me. You enjoy that, baby? I'm so fucking horny, Dom. Oh, yes. I felt your breath intake of breath from the contact. I smiled and then slowly began to rock. Oh, you like that, baby? Your hands came up to play with my nipples. Oh, yes, play with those nipples, baby. Oh, yes. I leaned forward a little more, and then you sucked at my nipples. Oh, yes. Oh, they're so fucking hard for you, baby. Oh, giving them both equal attention. I began to move faster as you sucked and gently nipped, and you pushed me over the edge. Oh, yes, baby. You could feel the orgasm coursing through me. I'm coming. Oh, yes. Yes. Shuddering, my muscles tightening, grabbing your cock. I'm you. Oh, you came as well. Oh, yes. Your cum was flowing out of your beautiful cock like a river. Oh, we were both lost in the haze of fuck. Yes, what a happy ending for both of us, right? Well, then I collapsed on you, breathing hard, my heart so racing, and I could feel your arms slide around me, and I snuggled closer to you. Then I turned my face towards your neck, and my tongue, slipped out and tasted your salty skin. You were still inside me, and each time I squeezed your cock, I smiled at the bones I heard. We need to do this more often, Dom, I softly said to you, and I could feel you nod your agreement. Yes. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, my lovelies, remember, stay horny. Stay wet. Stay salty vixen. Goodbye.